USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking at the White House, the president says he's looking to get a vaccine, hopefully, by the end of the year.
My administration cut through every piece of red tape to achieve the fastest ever by far launch of a vaccine trial for this new virus, this very vicious virus.
The president spending his weekend at Camp David. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The House has passed a $3 trillion HEROES Act to help deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus.
A $3 trillion liberal wish list is not a serious proposal.
This isn't a wish list. If it's a wish list, it's for the working class people.
Senate Republicans and the White House say the bill is dead on arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A senior State Department official confirms President Trump has fired the State Department internal watchdog. Inspector General Steve Lenick has been removed, and Ambassador Steve Accard, a career Foreign Service officer, will be replacing him. Lenick did play a role during the impeachment of President Trump over Ukraine, requesting a meeting with congressional Democrats and handing over documents related to the State Department and to Ukraine. The administration is also reportedly considering resuming U.S. funding for the World Health Organization. Sources say the United States will likely reduce future funding to match the level of China's contribution. That's roughly about $40 million. That would be down significantly from the U.S.'s previous investment in the WHO, which was about $400 million annually. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Some NFL facilities are opening with restrictions. USA's John Hunt has details.
NFL facilities can begin reopening Tuesday in cities and states that will allow it, League Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a letter to team executives. He said, "This is the first phase of reopening. It's an important step in demonstrating our ability to operate safely and effectively even in the current environment." The reopening would generally prohibit coaches and players from being at the facilities, and on-site retail and ticket sales are not yet allowed, but workers must undergo infection control training, and team facilities can only operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 75 people. The season was scheduled to begin September 10th, but that date is now unclear. Governors in Arizona and Florida have said major sports franchises could revive games in their states. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Laura Hogue, a lawyer for the two white men accused of killing a black man in Georgia, says there's a different story about what happened.
There are a number of videos that have been released. There are a number of photographs. There are a number of records. All of those will have to be assimilated and, importantly, timelined, so that every single second, our hope is, will put together the truth of what happened on the 23rd.
A short video was released, taken by a security camera in December, but it's not clear if that person is Ahmaud Arbery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.